I invite you to a brief description of the interior and firmware changes of the RTX WCM1MR Roller Shutter Controller. Bought from a Polish mail order shop for about 70 PLN. Here, I will discuss how to conveniently access the RX TX pads of the CBLC9 Wi-Fi module from the inside, and show how to upload OpenBeacon to it in order to free it from the cloud and connect it to Home Assistant. Due to the lack of blinds to test, I'll leave the blind calibration and scripting itself for later. If anything, I can always recommend you a topic on roller shutters developed by our US user, available here. Purchase RTX Tuya Wi-Fi WCM1MR. I got the product from a reader to change the batch. Below is a screenshot from the auction. The product features the ability to plug in RF control. There is a connector on the casing for this. Apart from this, there is only Wi-Fi. The product is realized on the BK7231, as evidenced by the information about Bluetooth pairing, but only pairing, not control, provided by the seller. This is the connection diagram. The control of the roller shutter is simple. There are two relays. They cannot both let off current at the same time. Switching on one makes the roller shutter go up. In turn, the other is responsible for making it go down. The times at which the roller shutter opens/closes are configurable. The application can track to what extent it has already opened the roller shutter. Contents of the kit. Will there at least still be fixings in the kit this time? No, there is only the relay itself, no screws. Unfortunately, there is not even anything to comment on here. Inside of the controller, undo the cover with a screwdriver and look inside. Bottom of the PCB, what is responsible for the power supply? As far as I can see, this is a BP2571. Am I reading this right? Probably a step-down inverter again. Now the top view. On top, you can see 2005DC HS2 relays, part of the power supply circuit. There is also a fuse resistor. The LDO AMS1117 3.3 stabilizer, and, well, the Wi-Fi module. What is the Wi-Fi module? CBLC9, which is a module based on BK7231N. Pin number, symbol, IO type function. 1. P9IO. Support hardware PWM and correspond to P9 on the internal IC. 2. P8IO. Common I.O. pin and correspond to P8 on the internal IC. 3. P6 I.O. Support hardware PWM and correspond to P6 on the internal IC. 4. P7 I.O. Support hardware PWM and correspond to P7 on the internal IC. 5. P24 I.O. Support hardware PWM and correspond to P24 on the internal IC. 6. VCC. P power supply pin, 3.3 volt. 7. P26 I.O. Support hardware PWM and correspond to P26 on the internal IC. 8. GND. P power supply reference ground. This module has programming pads on the back, slightly covered here. In addition, there is a cable soldered wildly to RX1. We will see what it is for shortly. I soldered the module and did a PCB analysis. The RF connector has RX1, ground, and 3.3 volt. Buttons from the roller shutter control are connected via resistors and diodes to the bases of Q5 and Q4, 2300. In turn, the status on their drains are tested by P26 and P6. The pairing button is on P24. The LED is on P8. The other two GPIOs, P7 and P9, handle the relays, controlling them via Q1 and Q2. The OpenBeacon template can be made based on this. Project repository. List of supported devices. Change firmware. The easiest way is to solder out the whole Wi-Fi module and use my tool for programming. Instructions on the repository. I apply flux, remove the bond with a braid, and the module falls out of the PCB by itself. Here, I still have to desolder the RF cable. I connect only RX and TX, ground and 3.3 volt. I have an LDO on the pin, and this is enough to upload the batch. Then the module goes back politely into place. I catch one pad with a solder, then solder the others. Dot dot dot. Summary. Changing the batch requires soldering out the CBLC9 module, but this is not difficult at all. An extra RF slot leads to the RX1 pin. This can be used, e.g., by connecting DHT11 or another sensor. We just happen to have 3.3 volt, GND, and one GPIO lead out, just in time. All this OpenBeacon already supports. You just have to remember H.